Garrett Emerson, 2 hours delays for some drivers. What do you say to them?
Well, obviously, we apologise for any delays people are experiencing. We have said from mid-July, from really the beginning of last week, people should avoid, as far as they can, driving into central London, in and around the venues and the ORN. And really, we've seen largely what we expected to see. We've seen, some significant queues on some of the radio routes, certainly not all of them. But we've seen lighter traffic, lower flows in central London. The Olympic route network is now running really very well. The Games family journey times are pretty much being delivered. But of course, it's a very different road network to the one that we have in place normally.
Are you queuing traffic further out so that it doesn't get into central London? Is that the idea?
Well, we're not stopping people getting into central London. What we've got to do is kind of, if you like, meter the flow so that we don't flood the network at peak times and when we've got Games family trying to get around and we've got people trying to get to work. So that's the reason for some of the traffic changes on the radial routes. They're principally to do with specific venues. So they're to do with Wembley, they're to do with Wimbledon, and of course the Olympic Park. But once you get into central London, it's about managing the flows around all of the roads, keeping the ORM moving, but also trying to make sure that we keep the rest of London moving too.
Is it a sign of things to come for the next 2-3 weeks?
Well, we've now got all of the physical measures in place on the network that we need for the Olympics. They all went in over the weekend, 2,000 people working over the night, all of the nights for the weekend. So yes, this is basically the road network that we will now have for the next 2 or 3 weeks.